Telegram has reports from the UK and World News Wires, reports about demonstrations against the NATO summit in Prague and about repression in Italy and Spain. www.indymedia.org, giving everybody a voice. Planned global domination appearing on street corners all over the world. Now, after being unable to escape them, visitors to central London will find it strangely lacking in McDonald's outlets after the chain's decision to pull out of many prime locations. The golden arches of the fast food giant will disappear from Oxford Street, Regent Street, Haymarket, Tower Hill Vaults and Whiteley Shopping Centre. McDonald's most controversial branch on Hampstead High Street will also disappear, to the delight of campaigners who resisted it for 13 years. A downturn in demand has affected the company's billion-dollar profits, also causing closures in other countries. Last week, McDonald's announced it was closing all its operations in three unspecified Latin American and Middle Eastern countries. It also revealed that 175 underperforming outlets in a further 10 countries will be shut. McDonald's has around 1,200 branches in the UK and 30,000 worldwide. Its hardest hit markets are in the Middle East, where there have been boycotts in protest against American policies in the region. On Friday, two peace campaigners entered Davenport Naval Base undetected and boarded the Trident's nuclear submarine HMS Vanguard, where, much to the surprise of MOD staff and dockyard workers, they rang the ship's bell. The action was part of the Trident Plowshares disarmament camp. Today, campaigners vowed to keep taking action as long as Trident is on their doorstep. The campaign against climate change, held a mock wedding march on Saturday the 16th of November in honour of the happy union between Lee Raymond, Chief Executive Officer of ExxonMobil, and George W. Bush, otherwise known as the Toxic Texan. The march set out from Lincoln Inn Fields with the happy couple, accompanied by S.O. Tigress and Statue of Liberty bridesmaids and a samba band. Marchers, festooned with balloons, also carried cardboard cutouts of the guests, including Dick Cheney, the US Vice President, and Condoleezza Rice, the US National Security Advisor and a director of ExxonMobil. This bizarre cavalcade proceeded to the central London offices of ExxonMobil at Aldwych, and then to the US Embassy in central London. At the US Embassy, the confetti started flying, and then to a background of wedding music, the vicar conducted the wedding service, proclaiming, let those who the dollar hath joined together, let no consideration for the future of man put asunder. ExxonMobil, known as Esso in the UK, is the world's biggest oil company and the most prominent of the fossil fuel corporations that funded Bush's presidential campaign. UK firefighters returned to work having completed a 48-hour strike. The demands for an increase of 40% in salary would leave them taking home about £8.50 an hour. Funnily enough, this has so far been dismissed by the Labour Party, who voted for an increase in their own salary of 40%. Throughout the country, widespread support has been shown by the public, most notably through the beeping of car horns as cars pass picket lines. Even though contingency plans were not finalised hours before the strike began, soldiers were ordered to provide cover. Many of these troops were supposed to be in combat training to go to Iraq and are not trained firefighters. Seven people died in blazes and accidents, even though firefighters on strike rushed to help in emergencies in Wales, the South West, the North East, Manchester, Cumbria, Scotland and London.
Can be yours with the right frame of mind. Just look and you'll find.
No run, no lie.
There are no secrets to hide.
No run, no lie.
Leave your problems behind. Leave your problems behind. Tra la 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 la. Hip cat in the front to make your boogie bump. Raise your glass and respect and tip your brim. But no worries, friend, no worries. Imagine that you're sailing on the big blue. You and your best girl fucked up funny, rocking the floor of the train with flow. You'll never forget how you love us so.
Right now, we've got some news reports from Prague. Almost 200 people have now been refused entry into the Czech Republic ahead of the anti-NATO summit demonstrations which begin in Prague this evening. Reports of harassment at borders and of people being ordered to leave the country have been coming in for days. It is understood that the Czech authorities have a list of some 2,200 people arrested at other European summit protests and who they will automatically deny entry to. Others have been turned away for carrying anti-NATO leaflets or anarchist badges. Police and authorities have been warning of serious violence from a hardcore of around 2,000 people, but protest groups have published demo proposals which specifically discourage confrontational actions. With a huge anti-terrorism operation in place around the summit, 250 US soldiers will be on duty and over a dozen American fighter planes will patrol the skies. Amnesty International has issued a press release further condemning the ill treatment and torture of demonstrators during the IMF and World Bank protests in Prague in September 2000. Amnesty has called for the Czech authorities to improve its human rights record and respect the freedom of expression. The Czech police representatives have said that policing of this summit protest will be even more aggressive than during the demonstrations of 2000. Czech authorities have issued a publicly declared strategy to step up the use of water cannons, tear gas, and armoured vehicles to tackle protests. A pro-NATO student conference will take place alongside sessions for other civil society groups. A range of alternative and independent meetings will also take place alongside the summit. The main protests are taking place tonight and on Thursday afternoon.
The NATO summit, which will take place today and tomorrow, will be the largest convention ever to be held in Prague. The summit will attract 46 heads of state, 2,500 delegates and 3,000 journalists. The Czech budget for this meeting is just over 16.5 million to pay for the 100 suppliers, 500 cars and 12,000 police and military unit members required to run it. Over half of the budget has been allocated for security. The Prague summit has been widely referred to as a meeting designed to take forward the further transformation of NATO alliance. Topics will include new challenges and new threats, operational capabilities and the enlargement process. Also on the agenda is the issue of partnership and cooperation, with sections on NATO and Russia, NATO and Ukraine, and the NATO-EU strategic relationship. Security measures for the NATO summit will include closing the areas surrounding the summit buildings to cars and pedestrians, 500 security cameras monitoring visitors and residents, the tightening of borders, refusal of entry to protesters with a history of violence, 3,000 riot gear uniforms for police in case violence erupts, the use of water cannons, tear gas and armoured vehicles to separate police from demonstrators if needed.
Get back.
And now other international news. The start of the NATO summit comes hot on the heels of protests in the US, where over 10,000 people took part in mass civil disobedience. On Sunday, the 17th of November, in a second day of protest against the School of the Americas, now known as the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation, 10,000 protesters demanded its closure. 96 activists engaged in acts of civil disobedience illegally entered the Fort Benning Army base where the school is located. At least 88 people are facing jail sentences from the protests of the previous year of up to 6 months. Elsewhere, there were solidarity actions taking place in Nicaragua and a student strike in El Salvador. The School of the America actions have taken place every year since 1990.
In Washington, D.C., Black Voices for Peace launched a Fairness in Media campaign on Friday, November the 15th, with a protest in front of the Washington Post. The campaign is targeting the Washington Post and other media outlets, which they claim have not been fair, balanced and accurate in their reporting on the anti-war movement and the participation of black and other people of color in anti-war activities. Amongst the allegations are that the Washington Post seldom interviews blacks, people of color, and progressive thinkers regarding these issues concerning the war, and that the paper has not adequately reported on black participation in anti-war activities locally or nationally. For more info, check Indie Media DC website, www.dc.indiemedia.org.
November, 80 civilian inspectors approached the Kattenburg Naval Base in Amsterdam to determine the extent to which the base was cooperating in preparations for an attack on Iraq. Two inspectors managed to get onto base terrain where they were overpowered by military police. Others, in a boat, engaged with the police on the water of the same day. A delegation of the Labour Party of Belgium Youth occupied Antwerp City Hall, unrolling a banner saying no US troops in harbour and demanding clarification regarding the presence of US weapons in Antwerp harbour. On the 18th of November, civilian weapons inspectors blocked Plymouth's Devonport dockyard, where the submarine Vanguard is currently in dock, and locked themselves outside the gate for a die-in. Seven people were arrested.
Sufrimiento.
Donde no hay sufrimiento.
Me perderon pasa por la calle.
Isla de canto.
Me voy, me voy, me voy. Nuestro propio animal.
Canta a la gente pa' atrás. Hey, babe, what are we doing?
Thank you.
Now a report about a recent and worrying trend in Europe, particularly in Italy and Spain, of a rising level of repression against the anti-globalisation movement. In Italy, during the night of Friday the 15th of November, 20 alleged members of the Italian social movement No Global were arrested. Another 22 were placed under effective house arrest. The accusations against them are stated as subversive association, political conspiracy, subversive propaganda, and violent subversion of the economic order of the state. These charges are not actual criminal offences. The seriousness of the arrest is compounded by the fact that Francesco Caruso, one of the public figures of the No Global Network and one of the main speakers of Italian disobedience, was arrested and sent to the maximum security prison, Trani, reserved for the Red Brigade's terrorists. The arrested were not allowed to seek information from lawyers, and the other 22 people were searched and investigated within the same inquiry. In Italy, speculation is rife that the wave of repression against alleged leaders of the anti-globalisation movement and the gravity of the accusations, echoing those used in the 70s to fight terrorism, is an intimidating act. This comes just days after the success of the European Social Forum last week in Florence, where over 700,000 demonstrators marched peacefully against global war. Thousands of people took to the streets of many Italian cities over the weekend in solidarity with those arrested. There are reports of 30,000 people in Rome, 10,000 in Napoli, and several thousand in Florence, Genoa, and Milan. For up-to-date information on this story, check the IMC Italy website, www.italy.indymedia.org. More news of political repression through the application of anti-terrorist laws comes from Spain. 3 weeks ago, four squatters were arrested in Valencia in unclear circumstances, apparently in relation to an estate agency's broken windows. After interviewing the head of police information, the judge increased the charges to terrorism. Under this charge, the detainees are not allowed to receive information about their case or sentencing, and it is impossible for their defence lawyers to know what the squatters are accused of committing. Since then, demonstrations, sit-ins, and all kinds of protests have been taking place all over Spain, demanding their release on bail and the withdrawal of terrorism charges. Several lawyer associations, including the Barcelona Bar Committee for the Rights of Detainees and the University of Barcelona Observatory of Human Rights, have joined the string of voices opposing the court's actions. They claim that the interpretation of anti-terror laws in this context is mainly designed to repress and intimidate people. The parents of the detainees have pleaded to be told why their children are accused of terrorism. Family and friends of the accused say they were threatened, beaten, and identified when they went to the courts and police stations to inquire about those arrested. Similarly, a demonstration of 1,500 people in Barcelona last Saturday was attacked by riot police when people were dispersing, with a toll of 15 protesters injured and two arrested. For more information on this story, check the website www.barcelona.indymedia.org.
You have been listening to the Indie Media News, a public info website. No login, no password, no username, no fuss. Just hit the publish button. Your report will go straight to the web. To upload, text, pictures, audio or video, go to www.uk.indymedia.org.
Festival of Flight presents Speak Out for Non-Violent Conflict Resolution in aid of Hope and Homes for Children at Scala, King's Cross, November the 21st. Featuring over 100 artists including Giles Peterson, Maxi Jazz, Barefoot Doctor, Myra Carlix and Pirate TV, live music, DJs, visuals, cinema, theatre and poetry. Plus, the launch of the Speak Out CD and Mirrored Vision Art Exhibition. Festival of Flight, celebrating creative expression as a liberating and empowering force. Speak out. From the truth of your feelings and belief, fly into what's possible. November 21st, speak out at Scala King's Cross. Full details on www.amiglobal.org.
Hello, you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, and now Zip with Ergo Fizmiz.